Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chav Vav, and we are at the two dots in the middle of daf Chav Hey Amid Beis Lo Yisyached Adam Imahem. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzaru Vashiv. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak discussed halachos related to Oivdei Koychavim, specifically different areas with their chashud. And as a result of the fact that they're chashud, it imparts halachos upon us. Over the kechavim achashud on revia with a behema. It's for that reason there's a mishnah a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Ein mamidim behema bepunta goyishal over the kechavim. Over the kechavim achashud on gilia rayos, even when ishtoi is quote unquote mashmartoi. For that reason, there's a Mishnah halach in Shulchan Aruch lo yitisyached isha imahem. Additionally, oivdei koychavim achashud on shvichas damim. And it's for that reason there's a halacha that even a man is not allowed to be in a state of yichud together with an oivdei koychavim. The Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to elaborate on this idea that an oivdei koychavim is chashud on shvichas damim, which again is going to trigger another halacha that relates to us beyond the fact that just be weird, right? A very nuanced halacha that relates to how we interact with Oivdei Koychavim based on this fact that states Oivdei Koychavim achashud on shvichas damim. Says the Gemara Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Yisrael shen is damim loy Oivdei Koychavim baderech. A Yisrael that was walking, and he meets an Oivdei Koychavim, and it just so happens, the Oivdei Koychavim is going in the same direction that he's going in. Says the Braisa, Toifloy liyaminoy. He should make sure that the Oivdei Koychavim is going to be walking to his right. That is the way he should walk with him. So we know there's a halacha that if two people are walking, the more chashuv person is supposed to be on the right. What if three people are walking? So then the most chashuv is in the middle, number two is to the right, and number three is to the left. This is where a yid is walking together with an Oivdei Koychavim, and there's a similar halacha. The Oivdei Koychavim, not necessarily because he's more chashev, as we'll see in a minute, is supposed to be on the right. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, said, it depends. It's not always true that you should put the Oivdei Koychavim to your right. It depends. Besayef, if the person is yielding a sword, so this is very, very old school, right? Don't try this at home. But if he has a sword, then toifle liyaminai. Then you should put him to your right. And the reason Rashi says is because you had to be there, but the way people used to wear their sayif was, they would keep it on their left side. And as a result, you want that in the event that you get the sense that the Oivdei Koychavim is making a move towards his sayif, because he's chashud on shvichas damim, so his left, which is where his sayif is, should be to your right, so you'll be able to take your right hand, quickly grab the sayif before he could, and of course, do what you need to do. If, however, the person doesn't have a sayif, but rather b'makal, he has a shtekin, then toifloi l'smoiloi, then you should put him to your left. So, if he doesn't have a sayif, but at the same time he has a shtekin, old school, you're walking with a shtekin, simply because it's chashuv, right? So the assumption is that the Oivdei Koychavim is probably holding the shtekin, he's holding the makal in his right hand. It's for that reason you would want him to be to your left, so that in the event that you get a sense that he's about to lift his right hand and take a swing at you, so your hand, albeit your left hand, will be right there and you'll be able to intercept it and you'll be able to do something about it. Rashi says that if he's going to be to your right side, so then he's going to be a little bit too far, because then your closest hand will be your right hand, but it's a little bit removed, and as a result, it's going to be harder for you to defend yourself. So again, the Tanna Kamma says that a Yisrael shen dezamalei Oivdei Koychavim baderech, always toifle liyaminoi. No questions asked. It doesn't matter if the person has a sword, he has a stick, or an AK-47. This is always the way it is. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishar Rabbi Yechim and Breika says, no, it depends. You have to look at it in a more nuanced way. If there's a sayif, so you want the sayif to be closer to you, toifle liyaminoi. If he has a stick, then you want the stick to be closer to you, and as a result, it's going to be toifle liyaminoi. Another halacha, this everybody agrees on, in the event that Oivdei Koychavim and Yisrael, as they're walking together, suddenly had to climb steps, or they had to descend steps. The Yid should make sure that he's never going to be on the bottom. El Yisrael lemailo, you should always be on top, and the Oivdei Koychavim should be on the bottom. So if you're climbing steps, then you go first. And if you're descending steps, let him go first. The point is, you want to be lamayla. We'll see why in a second. Additionally, va'al yoshayach lefanav, never bend in the presence of the Ovik Echavim, Shem Yaretz Eskalgalte. And the reason is because if you're going to be lamata from him, he may crush your skull. Very blunt. That's what we're worried about. And as a result, never be in a situation where he's going to be lamayla and you're going to be lamata. Another halacha. This is all part of the braisa. Shalu leheichan hoylech. In the event that the Ovik Echavim says, so tell me, Rabbi, where are you going? Like, in what direction? Yarchav loy es haderech. You shouldn't tell him exactly where you're going, but you should be yarchav loy es haderech. So if you plan on getting off at exit 98 on the Garden State Parkway, you should tell him you're really getting off on exit 89. Right, you should be Yarchav Leyes HaDerech. And the precedent for this is Kederech She'asa Yaakov Avinu Le'Esav HaRasha. Because this is what Yaakov Avinu did when he dealt with Esav HaRasha. What's the Makar? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Now this pasuk is in Parshas Vayishlach. After Yaakov has the epic encounter with Esav, he gives him a mincha, and they seem to make peace, right? Esav wasn't so happy with Yaakov because of the fact that Yaakov had stolen the Bechayra from him, the Brachas from him. So he wasn't like so happy with him. And they have this very good meeting. And Esav turns to Yaakov and he says, you know, why don't we go together? I'm heading towards Seir. I think we're brothers, we can live tzizamen. So Yaakov Avinu tells him, quote, Yavarda adoini lifnei avdai. I think you, my master, you should go ahead of me. Vani esna lo li'iti. And I'm going to walk slowly. L'regel ha'malacha asha lefonai. U'l'regel ha'yiladim. I'm coming here with a whole big family. You're here with a military. I'm here with a mishpacha. I can't go as fast as you. Ad asha avay al adoini seiru. Eventually I'll make it to Seir. And I'm going to be together with you. So Yaakov tells Esav that I'm going to go to Seir, albeit I'll be traveling a little bit behind. Stating that, if the pasuk says, this is three psukim later, V'Yaakov nasa sukoisav, even lo yibayis ulukunei asa sukois, al ken karo shema malkam sukois. That Yaakov didn't go to Seir, right? When did he ever go to Seir? He ended up in sukois. So what's going on over here? The teretz is because Yaakov Avinu understood that this is the way Yifirzach with an Esav HaRasha. And if this is what Yaakov did with Esav HaRasha, this is what we're supposed to do as well. Now what's the makar that we should follow? Yaakov, so what? The answer, it's easy, it's the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, who says that the encounter between Yaakov and Esav was Maisav, a similar bottom, and this is the way the Yidden are always supposed to fear Zach with Esav. Learn up that Parsha and you'll know how a Yid has to fear Zach in Galus. Ki Yodua, what the Ramban says. So again, if this is what Yaakov did with Esav, this is what we're supposed to do. Now what's the methodology behind it? What's the big deal? Why can't you just tell the Evik Echavim where you're going? If you plan on getting off on exit 89, tell him 89. But why are you being Yarchiv Lo Yasaderech? What's this all about? So the Rishon explain, it's because you have to suspect that maybe this Ovik Echavim wants to kill you. Again, Ovik Echavim is Chashon HaShvichas Dam. That's the background to all the halachas in this braisa. Now, the Ovik Echavim may think that, you know, if we're traveling for 3 days, I don't have to kill him today. I'll kill him day 3. So you always want to be Yarchav Leyes HaDerech. It's a gimmick. It's a little bit of a shtick to make the Ovik Echavim think that he still has time to kill you. So like this, you'll be able to, you know, when he falls asleep, you'll get off at an exit and it's going to be already too late. This is what Yaakov Avinu did. And from here we have Alach L'Doiris that this is what we're supposed to do as well. So again, in the Mishnah, Lo Yisyached Adam imahem, because the chashan and shvichas damim. In the Baraisa, we have 3 additional halachas. Number one, a Yisrael and Ovik Echavim that are traveling together. So, according to the Tanakhama, always have the Ovik Echavim to your right. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yechim and Roika, it depends whether he has a sayif or he has a makel. Number two, if you have to go up or you have to go down, always have the Ovik Echavim lamata, you should always be lamailo. And number three, if he asks you where you're going, you should be Yarchav Leyes HaDerech. On that note of Yarchav Leyes HaDerech, the Gemara tells a story. So whenever you see Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, right? That's of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva fame. But either way, there was a story with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They were once traveling to Ksiv, Bogubah and Listen, and they encountered Listen. Amru Lahem, so the listener asked them, Lanatam Ayachim, where are you going to? Amru Lahem La'akoy. He said, oh, we're traveling to Akoy. As soon as they came to Chziv, which was well before Akoy, Pirshnu, they checked out. Amru Lahem, Talmidei Miatem. So as they had checked out, apparently the listener couldn't get a hold of them at this point, but they were able to talk to them. So he said, tell me, who are you a Talmud of? Amru Lahem, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We're Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Amru Lahem, they told him, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva, the Talmidov, Shalei Poga Behen Adam Rami Oilam. Wow. Ashrei Rabbi Akiva, Talmidov, that are Adam Ra was never Paga in them. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agoy, Siyavit says, come again? an Adam Ro was never paga by Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was killed by the Romans in the most vicious of ways. Ayin Sham. Either way, another story, Rabbi Menashe have a ozel Beit Tursa. Rabbi Menashe was once traveling to Beit Tursa. Rashi says that's a place. Pogu Beit Ganvi. And he encountered Ganavan. Amrle, they told him, Lankasas, where are you going to? Amrle, I'm to Pumpadisa. I'm going to Pumpadisa. Gematul Beit Tursa. When he came to Tursa, Parish, he checked out. Amrle, so they told him, Talmida di Yehuda Ramaat. We know you're a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, but they refer to Rav Yehuda. This is the Amori Rav Yehuda as Yehuda Ramah. Amar Lehu, he told him, Yadisule, you know my Rebbe Rav Yehuda, and you talk about him in such a disparaging way. Yehi Rava, the Lehava Hanri Inchi Beshante. Yehi Rava, Mamasha Yehi Rotzen, with a Lashem Yichud, that you, Chevra, should be Beshamta, you should be in Cherim. Ozlu, Avdi, Gneva, Sa, Eser, Vitar, Tashum, Vayatsachu. These Chevra used to be very successful Ganovim. But for the next 22 years, they didn't have any Atzlacha. Kimin the Chazu, when they realized something's up, Asu Kulu, they all came, Tavu Shamtayu. They came and they asked that the Shamta be released. The Bach adds one word, Tavu Delishru Shamtayu, right? That Rav Menashe should be Mata the Shamta. And he did that. V'habu chad girdin the loyasa. Now, it seems that there was one girdin. Rashi says a girdin is an oirek. He's a weaver. He didn't come. The Shayu, a Shamte, Achle, Arya, he was eaten up by a lion. This is also old school. And Hayru Damar Inchi, this is what people mean when they say girdin of the loytaisen, the weaver that wasn't humble. He wasn't humble enough to be Makir that maybe the last 22 years, this beer market that they've had is related to something that happened, in this case, the Shamta, and because of the fact that he wasn't humble, Shasa Batzit Mishne, he ended up losing years from his life. Says the Gemara, as a postscript to this Gansa Mice over here, and really these two stories. The first story was with the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, the second one was Rav Menashe, who was a Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, right? Again, let's chaz over the stories. They were very, very similar. The Talmid Rabbi Akiva, they met Listim, and the Listim asked them, where are you going to? And they were marchav le'asaderech, the way you're supposed to. And when the Listim chap, they said, oh, you're Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Ashrei Rabbi Akiva, v'talmidov shloi pogabem adam rama yoylum. They praised Rabbi Akiva. And when the same exact story happened with the Ganovim and Rav Menashe, what was the Ganovim's reaction? Yet that you are a Talmud of Yehuda Ramah. So says the Gemara, give a kick. Tochazi, ma ben ganvi bavel, the listim there to Israel. The difference between the ganovim of bavel and the listim of Eretz Israel. So there's an Indian of Urei Betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecho. Even when it comes to the ganovim, these are the holy listim of Eretz Israel. Versus, you need a guitar for that. Versus the Ganovim that were in Bavel. And there's a little bit of a noemic over here. Because Listim are always worse than Ganovim, right? The Listim were always Listim Mezuyim and the Sugis and Shas. The Listim are much worse. When a Listim steals from you, it's considered an oinus. When a Ganov steals from you, it's not considered an oinus. The Mainafkimina, well, if you're a Shem Yisachar, it makes a big difference, right? But the bottom line is that the Ganovim of Bavel were worse than the Listim of Eretz Yisrael. The story with Rabbi Akiva was with the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, they came upon these listim. Listim means they're carrying machine guns, as opposed to Rav Menashe, he just came across these old-fashioned, you know, pickpocketers, these chevra that they steal petty cash. They ganovim, but the ganovim of Bavel were erger, they were worse than the listim of Eretz Yisrael. So there's a few interesting marshals on this Gemara. One is with regards to the number 22. Valzen Nemar Ayin Berelated Rebites. But there's another Marsha that's worth mentioning. And that is, so the Gemara says that you learn a halacha from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu told Esav that I'm going to go together with you until Seir. Never came to Seir. He ended up checking out by Sukkos. And you see from here that this is the way you fear Zach with an Esav. And the reason is because Esav, and really all, so this is a good trick, it's a good gimmick. Let him think he has more time to kill you. In the meantime, you're going to have an opportunity to exit. You're going to have an opportunity to get out. The Marsha asks Akasha from a Medrash that Rashi quotes in Chumash. The Medrash is in Parshas Vayishlach. It's Ayin Ches Yud Dalet. Medrash says a Dovah Nifla. Amar Rabavo. Rabavo said, Chazarnu al kol ha-mikra. Said, we went through the entire mikra. And you don't find anywhere that Yaakov Avinu ever went to Har Seir. Efshar, is it possible that Yaakov Amiti Hoya Umiramabai? How's it possible that Yaakov Avinu, who's an elcha person, he's an honest man, he would have lied and he would have said that Adasha Avay al Adoni Seira. So Rabbi Avo said, Alei Masai Huba Etzlai, when is it that Yaakov Avinu is going to come to Seir? It's Lasa Lava, it's going to be the end of days. Hadol Dixiv, that's Pshad in the Pasuk that says, Va'olu Maishim Bahar Tzion, Lishbay Des Haresa. Yaakov Avinu said he's going to go to Har Seir. Yaakov Avinu is going to go to Har Seir. You know when he's going to go? He's going to go Lasad Lavoi. When it's going to be Va'olu Moshim Bar Tzion Lishbet Es Haresa. This is a Medrash Rabbah. Freak the Marsha. I don't understand the Medrash. What do you mean? The Gemara already addressed this. And the Gemara said there was a cheshbon with what Yaakov Avinu was doing. He was trying to save his life. He was being Mekayim this Inyan of Yarchav Lo Yasaderech. Zavosok Rabavo Chazarnu Al Kol HaMikrov Lo Yimatzon Shalach Yaakov Avinu Eitzel Esav Elah. And he's asking it like a gross akasha. How could it be Yaakov Avinu, who's an amiti? He's an erlich person, would have lied. He wasn't lying. He was doing what he needed to do. It's halach and shukhar. Every single yid who's ever asked by a nevi kachav, where are you going to? You're always supposed to be yarchav le'as aderech. So says the Marsha, at first glance, this medrash and our gemara is not talking to each other. Now he says, you could always say, no, maybe they're not talking to each other. But that's always a last resort option. And if you look at Rashi, Chumash says the Marsha, it's mashma, that Rashi held that they're both true. And if that's the case, it's very tzarech bir. And the Marsha says a beautiful teretz. He says, we know that Yaakov Avinu was the amud of emes. Titein emes liyakov. So says the Marsha that it's true. For a regular person to be yarchav loyas haderech, it's okay. But Yaakov Avinu, said Rabavo, is amiti. Amiti meaning he is the pillar of emes. He is literally the merkava of midas ha-emes. We know Avram Avinu is chesed, Yitzchok is gvur, Yaakov is emes. Now usually this comes up in more Kabbalistic circles or more chassidish circles. But this is a Marsha in this Gemara. Says the Marsha that because Yaakov Avinu is the midas ha-emes, so Rabbi Avo held that even though I know Yaakov Avinu had a cheshbon, and I know why Yaakov Avinu did it, and the Poshet Pshat is he's doing it because he's being mekayim the sin of Yarchav Leyes Aderech. Oh, but Yaakov Avinu, that's amiti, he's damud of emes, it's not possible that there's one word that's going to come out of his mouth, that's not emes la amitoi. So there has to be an emes that's going to be in the sky somewhere. Where would the emes be in the sky? It would be loss of love. That chazal is not a stira to unzer gemara over here in Avik Dazar Daf Chavav. We learn from this gemara a halacha, and we also learn from here this beautiful inyan that one day we'll be in Har Seir, but we're going to do it on our terms. When it's going to be V'hoi Hashem L'melech Al Kol Haaretz B'yei Mahu Yiyah Hashem Echad U'shma Yechad. That's not the way we're ending the daf. We have a lot of Gemara to learn. Zok Te'ilig Mishnah Bas Yisrael. So again, Me inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. A Bas Yisrael Lo'y Tiyaleit Esoy Vedes Kechavim. So a Bas Yisrael that wants to be a nurse, she wants to be a midwife, so she should not facilitate an oivedes kechavim to have a child. And the reason is, because she's causing a child to be born that ultimately would be oivedi avodah zarah, and at some level, you're bringing avodah zarah into the world. You're being misayeya averu. Aval oivedes kechavim yaledes, that's the soul. But an oivedes kechavim that wants to be a midwife and bring a Jewish child into the world, that's fine. There's no reason that you can't hire a non-Jewish midwife. Another halacha. Bas Yisrael, leitanik noshal oivedes kechavim. A Bas Yisrael, that's a professional menekes, she shouldn't nurse the child of an oived kechavim. And again, it's for the same reason, because why are you causing this child of an oived kechavim to be a gizinta healthy child? Aval oivedes kechavim, yinikib noshal Yisrael berushusa. But if somebody wants to hire oivedes kechavim to be a menika for Yisrael, that's okay. Stating that has to be b'shusas. You can't take your child and let the menekes take her to her house, but as long as you want to do it in your rishos, like this, there's some level of shmira, then already this is going to be okay. So again, as far as the Mishnah goes, it's very straightforward. The Mishnah said two halachas, one regarding miyaledes, and the other one with regards to a meinekes, right? Both meinyan leinyan ba'is inyan. As it relates to a miyaledes, a Bas Yisrael cannot be a miyaledes for an oivedes kechavim, but the oivedes kechavim can be for the Bas Yisrael. As it relates to meinekes, the same thing. Bas Yisrael lo yitanik noshal oivedes kechavim, but if the oivedes kechavim wants to be meinika b'noshal Yisrael, that's going to be okay, albeit b'shusa. The Gemara now is going to bring a b'raisa, and the b'raisa is going to show that really this Stam Mishnah is
machloikish noi tan rabona bas shaliti halad es avidus kechavim mipnei shem yaledes ben le avidus kechavim. So bas so shouldn't be meledes from avidus kechavim because you're going to be bringing a child la avidus zor. That the Mishnah said avidus kechavim loiti yaledes bas yisrael. Additionally, avidus kechavim should not be meyaled bas yisrael mipnei shechashudin al shvichas dama because the chashan al shvichas dama. This is already not like the Mishnah that avedes kechavim should not be allowed to be a midwife because we're afraid that during the labor, this avedes kechavim is going to maybe kill the child. Azay halt rameir v'chachamim oimer v'chachamim say avedes kechavim mialedes es bas yisrael. That's not so true. Meaning there is a time that avedes kechavim could be a mialedes for bas yisrael, or be a pizman she'achiros imdeis al gabo. As long as there are people that are watching, avolei beinoy lebeina. But if it's going to be beinoy lebeina, then already not. So the Chachamim say that this day you hold that it goes both ways, listen, that's not true. I agree that Bas Yisrael shouldn't be a Me'aledes for an Avedes Kechavim, but in the other way it's going to be okay. However, it's only true Bezman Shachiris Imdas Agab. But if it's going to be Beinoye Beinah, then already not. Now, who is the Shitas HaChachamim? The Shitas HaChachamim is our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah didn't say anything about it even being a problem if it's Beinoye Lebeinah. But the Braisa is always a little wordier than the Mishnah, and very often it adds very critical halachos and details. And this is a good example of that. But that's Pashut. Unzer is not Mishnah, not a third Shita. It's the Shita Sachacham. Now, in the Braisa, Rav Meir responded to the Chacham. Rav Meir said, Afilu acheros amdeis al gabo. I hold that an Avedes Chacham should not be allowed to be a midwife for Bas Yisrael, even if there are other people, and the reason is the Zimdin the Manchale Yoda Apusa Vekatale Veloy Mischazi. Because it's too easy for this midwife, if she wants to kill the baby, to kill the baby. All she needs to do is she has to put her hand on the baby, Rachmanu Litzlan, literally put it on the forehead, which is so soft, and in a second she'd be able to kill the baby. So says Rav Meir that even if there are other people there, I still hold it's aser. Because what are you going to tell me? There are other people there, it's a shmira, right? It's not going to be a real shmira, because it's too easy for her to do what it is she wants to do in the event that she wants to do it. She's chashan shvichas dam. And for that reason, this is not going to be okay. And Rav Meir said, I'll bring you a maisa shoya. Kahi itza, there was a woman, the Amr L'Chavarta, who once told her friend, Molde Yehud Yasa, Bas Molde Yehud Yasa. So these were two non-Jewish women that are talking. And it seems that one of these women was a nurse, she was a midwife, and she used to be in the delivery room helping Jewish mothers give birth to children. So her friend was taunting her and said, you're a Molde Yehud Yasa, Bas Molde Yehud Yasa. Right? You're someone that brings Jewish children into the world. Amr Las, and she said, Nefishin Bishto Dahi Itza, should be ashamed of yourself the way you're talking. Why? Says, you think that I'm bringing these Jewish children into the world? Every time I have an opportunity to kill one of these children, I kill them. In fact, if you would have all the blood that poured from all these dead children, Rahman al-Islam, it would be ki'ufya dinahara, it would namish be like a flowing river. But either way, what did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said that you see what this woman used to do, and probably there were very often people there, and I feel lucky she was able to do it. The reason is because it's so easy to do. And as a result, this is going to be something that's unequivocally awesome, and it doesn't matter if people are there or people are not. Rabban, what did Rabban respond to Rav Meir? Amr lo, no, that story, even though it's true, that's what she said. It was bin Milsav Amahuda Aikimta. They were just, right? They were trash talking to each other, but it wasn't real. That's not really what happened. She said, you're a Molde Yehud Yasa, Bas Molde Yehud Yasa. And her response was, nah, it's not true that if you want to know if it really happened, it didn't really happen. And as a result, the Rabbanan's position remains what the Rabbanan's position is. So again, in the Braisa, we have two Chidushim. Chidush number one we have in the Braisa is about Plukta. Our Mishnah said that Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be a Mialedes for an Avedes Kechavim, but an Avedes Kechavim is allowed to be a Mialedes for Bas Yisrael. Rameir argues. Rameir says, not because the Chashida and Shvichas Damim. Additionally, what we saw is that even the Shita of the Mishnah, who in our Mishnah is just the Stam Mishnah. In the Braisa, it's the Chacham, not Rameir, by the way, but it's the Chachamim. Even the Chachamim hold that sometimes it's going to be Aser. And all the Chachamim and all the Stam Mishnah means when it says Mutter is in the event that there are other people there. But Enechinami, if there's nobody else there, even the Chachamim would agree because the Chashan and Shvichas Damim, this is something that would be Aser. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa with a very similar exchange with regards to the second part of the Mishnah, the Meinekes part. Bas Yisrael Loi Tanis. Again, what the Mishnah say? Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be a Meinekes for an Avedes Chachamim, but an Avedes Chachamim that wants the nurse for the Bas Yisrael, that's going to be okay. Tanu Rabbanon. Eerily similar brisa. Bas Yisrael loy tanik pnosh aloy vedes kechavim mipnei shem migadeles ben lavoides kechav Again, Rameir, who argued by Mialedes, he argues by Meinekes as well. It's not true. There are times that an Ovedes Kechavim could be Meinek Benosh al Bas Yisrael. As long as there are other people there. So again, it's the same Chacham. Same Rameir, that's Chaylik in the Reish, which is Chaylik in the Sefer, the Mishnah, and the same Chachamim that in the previous Braisa knached the Stam Mishnah. The only time it's mutter is if other people are there, are knaching the safe of the Stam Mishnah as well. The only time it's mutter is if other people are there. Says the Gemara of Rameir Aymer. What's Rameir's response to the Chacham? Meaning, Chacham telling Rameir, I agree that Oyv Chacham Chacham Shvichazam, nobody's debating that point. But at the same time, if there are other people there, what are you worried about? So Rameir says, no, even if other people are there, Nami, there's still a problem. Why? And therefore it should be also. The Zimnin, the Shaifel Asamah, the Dad Me'avroi. Because what the woman could always do, the Meinek, is she could put a little bit of Sama, she could put poison on her dad. Vikotale, and then when the baby's gonna milk, so the baby's gonna end up dying from the sam. And how are you gonna prevent that from happening? So again, it's the same Rameh. Rameh said it's so easy for the Mialedes to kill the child during the delivery. It's so easy for the Meinekes to kill the child if that's what she wants to do. And therefore, even if there are other people there, it doesn't create a mirsis of any sort, and therefore, it's still going to be us. So again, we have two cases in the Mishnah, a Mialedes and a Meinekes. In the Braisa, we see both of them are b'machloikis shnuyah, Rameir and the Chachamim. What's the obvious kasha? Why do I need both cases? It's the Braisa is read identical, right? It's the same exact halacha with the same Rameir, with the same knech from the Chachamim. So why do I need both, says the Gemara of Itzricha. Meaning, had I only known the Shakla v'tarya as it relates to the midwife, I wouldn't know it with regards to the Meinekes and vice versa. Why? Because the Ashmin and Mialedes, had I only known the Mialedes, I would have said, he coming rabbi in the Shari. Maybe it's over the Rabban and hold that if there are other people there, it's going to be mutter. Why do I efsher? Because at the end of the day, what's Rameir saying? I'm worried that the midwife is going to crush them. What are the chances of that happening? That's already a little aggressive, right? But when it comes to the Meinekes, the efsher, the shayfali, sado dan me'avroi v'katalei, where the woman kitaka put this sam on her dad, and there's no way anybody would know. So I would think that maybe the Rabban and Moed Rameir, that even if other people there, it still should be awesome. Okay, so let's just say the case of Meinekes. So the reverse reads, yes, the Meinekes had it only said the case of he come Rameh. I would have thought that's only the Rameh says the Aser. Bishrum the Shaitali Samba Dan Meavroi Vikadli, because it's so easy to do it. Av Mialedes Lo Yefshir, because, but Mialedes, where it's not so simple, Hechad Acher is Amtzag about when other people are there, say Eme Moedulu Le Rabbanon. I would think that maybe Meir is Moedulu to Rabbanon. Tzricha, that's why I have to both those cases. So the bottom line is, because in one case it's a little easier to pull off this stunt than it is in the other, I need both cases. I need to know in the easier case that the Rabbanon are not worried about it, and I need to know in the harder case that Rameir is chayish for it. Right? You always, whenever you see a Gemara like this, is this Rameir l'shitasa who was chayish l'miyuta? Right? You always wonder about that. But the bottom line is, Rameir is chayish over here. The Rabbanon were not chayish. But the Gemara has a kasha. Gemara is a kasha with the whole halacha, the Mishnah from a brisa. V'reminu, freak the Gemara. Yehudis, mialedes, oivedes keichovim b'schar. Yehudis, a Jewish woman, is allowed to be a mialedes for an oivedes keichovim b'schar, as long as she's getting paid. Avaloi b'chinam. But if she's going to do it for free, then already this is something that's not okay. Now, what does it sound like from the Braisa? It sounds like from the Braisa that if a Yehudis wants to be a Mialedes for an Oivedes Kechavim, albeit to get paid as mutter, what's the Sakash on? Everything, right? This is a kasha on everything. This has nothing to do with the machloikis, Rameir and the Chachamim. They were arguing the Ivedes Chachamim doing it for the Bas Yisrael. But as it relates to the Bas Yisrael doing it for the Ivedes Chachamim, that the Mishnah said unequivocally is awesome. Freak the Gemara and Abraisa. So again, we're going now to the first line of the Mishnah, which everybody seemed to agree with. Bas Yisrael, loy tiyaledes o Ivedes Chachamim, nevshi aledes ben la Ivedes Chachamim. Freak the Gemara, how is the Shem with this Braisa that says that Beschar al Koponim, this is something that you're allowed to do? Amar Rav Yosef. I mean, did you read the Braisa? The Braisa Beschar. Schar is different. The Mishnah is talking about when you're not getting, are you getting paid? Then we can negotiate, right? So if you're getting paid, if there's money involved, then it's really a different halacha. Now, what's the reason? It's not because, oh, because when there's money involved, so then, okay, it's a Sif and Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah, but, I mean, it's Avodah Zarah, Avodah Meister, right? The Kedushin Dav Beis, Kesef Menula. That's not the Pshat. Pshat is because of Eva. Meaning, because really, think about it. What's going to happen if you have this non-Jewish woman, she's having a baby, and she wants to hire a Jewish midwife, and the woman's going to say, I can't take the job. Why not? because I'm going to be Megadol, your child, and when your child becomes a big, strong boy, he's going to be an Oved Avodah Zarah. I can't play any role in something like this happening. That would be terrible. It's a terrible thing. And even if you don't speak it out, it's still going to be terrible. Now, if the Ovedes Kechavim asks the Jewish woman for a favor, Chteisi, I have to do it for you for free. Right? I don't work for you. Chteisi, I have to do it. So there's not necessarily going to be an Eva. You could always say, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I don't have time. But if you're already offering money, so then why are you not doing it? Say, so then already it's going to be Nika that there's an Eva. And that's why the Eva is only manifest when the Schar, there's no Eva when the Schina. But either way, who said this? The name matters here. Rav Yosef is the one that said it. So Rav Yosef heard this gracious stira. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael loyti yaled. And then the Braisna says, Yehudis mi yaledes, or be a Pesachar. Says Rav Yosef, oh, that's the whole chilek. The Braisna is talking about Pesachar, the Mishnah is talking about Bechinam. What's the difference? The difference is Eva. Isn't there always Eva? No, because Bechinam, Mechatesi. But if there's already money involved, so why are you not doing it? The other only reason must be because you don't like me, you hate me, it's related to Eva, then there's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says that after Rav Yosef said what he said, Sovereign Rabbi Yosef Lemaimer, Rabbi Yosef thought, Oyludi Oyvedes Kechovim Beshabbato Beschar Shari. That this would be mutter to do, even if it's Shabbos, Mishum Eva, because of Eva. Now, why would you think that Shabbos is different? Because Shabbos, number one, Schar Shabbos, you'll have to get paid on Shabbos. Number two, could be there's some Chilul Shabbos that's involved here. But Rav Yosef thought, at the end of the day, a Mialedes is allowed to do it for a Bas Yisrael on Shabbos. So he felt that the same should be true for an Avedes Kechavim. Amalei Abayas, again, the name's manner, right? So Abayas tells Rav Yosef, he says, Rebbe, I disagree with you. I think at Shabbos it's different because Yochel Lemaimala, because she could always say to Mialedes that, I'm sorry, I can't do it for you on Shabbos. Meaning, if you want to have the childbirth on Sunday, that's something I could do. Friday, isn't that? But Shabbos not, and the reason is because I keep Shabbos. So for me, it's not so posh to go ahead and work for you on Shabbos. Now, why would you do it for the Jewish child? It's different, because Didon, us, the Minteri Shabbata, we keep Shabbos. Mechalalino Nalayo. We could be Mechal Shabbos. Tidchutal Minteri Shabbata, but you don't keep Shabbos, then Loi Mechalalino, I have no ability to be Mechal Shabbos. And the Svara is a Geshmak Svara. In fact, it's such a Geshmak Svara that the Tanam already said the Svara in the end of Masechtas Yuma. And that is an idea in Hilcha Shabbos that you let it be Mechal one Shabbos. But this is a very important halacha in Hilchah Shabbos and the sugyas of Pekuach Nefesh. It's a real svara. This svara is not just some make-believe svara that we're using to flick away this Ovedes Kechavim. It's actually a very, very real svara. So she could always say that, listen, I keep Shabbos. Now, for someone that's going to grow up and keep Shabbos, chalel all of Shabbos achas, but in a situation like this, it's not something I could do. But what's the point? What Abai is saying is the only reason it's mutter for an Oved Kechavim is based on Eva. Anytime there's a svara to get out of the Eva situation, just like Bechinam, right? Why Bechinam is there no problem of Eva? Because Mechateis, I have to do a few for free. Here too, there's a way out of the Eva, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Sav Rabbi Yosef Lemeimer, Rabbi Yosef continued to think, and he said, I hold Anuke Beschar Shari Mishum Eva. Meaning, just like it's mavur from the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef himself was miyasha, that although Bas Yisrael Itiyalis of Eitz Kechavim, that's only true Bechinam, it's not true Beschar, based on what Eva, some Estama Minek, is the same halacha, right? Anuki Beschar Shari, Mishom Eva. And by the way, what's the reason that this Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be a Minek? It's for the same reason that you're not allowed to be a Miyaled. It's very much the same halacha. Right, so much so the Gemara said v'tzricha. Right, I don't even know why I need both halachas. Why I need both machlokes and remain the chacham. It sounds like it's mamash one halach. So once we make this caveat that there's a chilek between schar and chinam when it comes to mialedes, Rabbi Yosef thought the same is probably true when it comes to meinekes, based on the same svara of Eivas. Again, if a Eivedes Kecham would come over to Basra, would you please nurse my child? I'll pay you. You have no choice. Amalei Abayas. Again, Abayas told Rav Yosef, no, Yachlo, the Meimar. She could always say like this. If she's a Pnuya, so she's going to say, I need to get married. And me, nursing is going to somehow hurt my Shidduch. And if she's an Eishas Ish, she could say, Loi komizdamno ba'api gavra. That I don't want to look, Moos, in front of my husband. The bottom line is, there's a way out. And because there's a way out, so therefore, that prevents the Eva. The only time it's mutter is if there's a real Eva, but if there's no real Eva, it's not going to be the case. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Sover, Rabbi Yosef Lemeim, Rabbi Yosef also thought to say, Hod, Tanya, we don't know Brais, so, Oiv de Kechavim, Roy Behemadako, Oiv de Kechavim, and Roy Behemadako, Loy Mailin, the Loy Meiridin. So the halacha is, Loy Mailin, if they find themselves in a pit and their mom is dying, so you're not let her bring them up. Additionally, the Loy Meiridin. However, if you have an opportunity to knock them down, you're not mechuyev to knock them down. So you're not allowed to bring them up, but at the same time, you're not obligated necessarily to be married them. Are you allowed to be married them? This is a big discussion. But poshet loy ma'ila means you're not obligated to bring them up, loy ma'iridin, or to knock them down. Asuki b'schashari, but said Rav Yosef, I think if somebody offers you money to rescue somebody, then already, even though he's an oivik echavim, or he's a roi behem adako, it's going to be mutter. And the reason it's going to be mutter is, mishum eva. Again, if you find that you're not allowed to be mialedes, but peschar mishum eva. And Rabbi Yosef thought the same should be true by Meinekes. So Rabbi Yosef thought here too, oiv de kechavim roi behem adako, loy mayim v'loy meridin, but maybe peschar is as far as eva. I'm like, Abaya said no. Yachal loy maloy, you could always tell him like this. Koi, Bri Aigra. Meaning, if in the event that the person's on the bottom of the pit and he asks, he sees you pay, he says, I'll give you $1,000. Can you please tell? Save me. Don't do it. What do you mean? Isn't there going to be Eva? The answer is he could always have an alibi. He could say, my son right now is mamish on the top of a, you know, it's just so happens, you're on the bottom of a pit, you're bebir amikta, my son is beigra rama, he's on the top of a roof, and listen, you know, chayecha koida, I have to save him, and you know, we'll see, if you're still around, I'll come back, and maybe I'll save you too. But there's a way out, there's an alibi. Inami, or you could say, nikita li zimna lebe davo, or you could say that, you know, I have an appointment now with the government, and if I show up a minute late, it could be very, very dangerous. As long as there's an alibi, there's no Eva. If there's no Eva, then there's not going to be. So this Gemara is classic because you have three times with Sav Rabbi Yosef Lemeimar, and all three times, who comes to the rescue? Abaya, right? Abaya comes, and Abaya says, nah, Rabbi Yosef's making a mistake here. You're making a mistake there. You're making a mistake here, right? We always say the most underrated Bali Plukta in Shas is Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. Right? Everyone knows Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Everyone knows Abaya V'Rava. Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, you almost don't have one without the other. Right? This Gemara is a little microcosm of that. Either way, it's up to Gemara Vaita. So we just mentioned B'derech Agav Mamash. Again, that's a very loaded statement. What exactly it means is beyond the scope of what we're doing. The second, we get the gist of it. But we mentioned the B'derech Agav. Why did it come up B'derech Agav? Because this was a Sover of Yosef Lemeimer, one of three Sover of Yosef Lemeimers related to our sugya. We mentioned it. We're going to expound on it a little bit. Tani Rabavo Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabavo presented. He taught the following braisa in the presence of the great Rabbi Yochanan. So this is Rabbi Avo who's farkoifing a braisa, right? He's making a presentation. I'd like to present the following braisa. And he's doing it in the presence of the great Rabbi Yochanan. This is the braisa. Ha'iv lekechavim, v'royu behem odako, lo'i mailin, v'lo'i meridin. That is what we just mentioned a minute ago. He continued and he said, aval haminim, v'ham mesoyrois, v'ham humorin, meridin, then you are allowed to knock down, or maybe even you're obligated to knock down, v'loy mailin, and you don't bring them up. So in Rav Avoh's braisa, there are two categories of people. In the first category, he lists the ta'iv dekechavim and the roi behem adaka. In the second category, he lists the minim, the mesoyrois, and the mumrim. The first list are loy mailin, but also loy meridin. The second list are meridin and loy mailin. Clearly more common. There's just a couple of definitions over here. In Oivik Echavim, we know what that is. Roya Behem Adaka, that's a shepherd. Doesn't matter if it's a yid or not a yid. How did Roya Behem Adaka make it to this infamous list, right? Loy Mailov, Loy Meridin, it's Roya Behem Adaka. I mean, you don't want to trust his Shavua. You know, he'll swear Shavua's Moedim Mikzas all day, every day. But how did he make it to this list? Where he's a Loy Mailov, Loy Meridin. It's Taka, very, very big Chiddush. But you see from here that because they were such frivolous and indiscriminate ganovim that they literally got to the point where they're not chayv misa, so loy meiridin, but also loy mailin. Loy mailin, if there's a way for, you know, the Eibishta through harbe shluchim lamakim to make this person go away, don't get in the way. Let this person go away. Fascinating idea. The latter three are the minim, the mesoyrois, and the mumarim. So a min, Rashi says, is a koimer la'avodas kechavim. He's a galach. And Rashi says it doesn't matter if he's a yid or he's a guy. Either way, he is what we know as a min.
Mesoros is Miloshim Moiser. So he's a Moiser, we know what that is. And a Mummer, that's someone that is completely negligent when it comes to a certain Irin Halacha. The Gemara is going to define that a little bit better. But again, Rabbi Avos Braisa said that the Ovdei Kechavim and the Roye Behemadakar are Loi Mailim Veloi Meiridin, the meaning the Mesoros and the Mumarin are Meirid of Loi Mailim. So after Rabbi Avos presented this to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Avos, he said, I'm trying to understand this Braisa. I know that it says in the Torah regarding the mitzvah of Hashavas Avedah, L'chol Avedah Sachicha. And those words are actually, and we learn from the Rabbis Es HaMumer, that you have to return the Avedah of a Mumer. Va'at Amrit Mayridin. So how could you say, you're allowed to kill the Mumer, but you have to return his Avedah? Doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Avos said, Sami Mikan Mumer. So he said, you know what? Based on what Rabbi Yechon just said, we have to erase the word Mumer. Vait the Gemara Akasha. Rabbi Avos was presented with this issue. He had a braisa specifically regarding mummer, meiridim v'loy ma'ilim. Rabbi Eichanan said, "L'chol avedas achich l'rabbi says hamummer. How could it be meiridim v'loy ma'ilim if you have to return his avedas?" He said, "Checkmate, done. He, tiyufta the mummer tiyufta. Right? There's no way for it to be yashas. Faith the Gemara. Chayis an etza. You know what he could have said? Kam b'mummer ichol neveil satiyam and kam b'mummer ichol neveil sahachas. We know there's two dinim in mummer. There's certain people that violate halachas." Left and right, but they do a leteyov because of a taifa. So they can eat nevela because it's cheaper, or because the non-kosher food tastes better. They do averus because of taifa. Then there are people that do averus lahachas. It's clear in sugis asharas that someone does an avera lahachas is way worse than someone that doesn't avera leteyovin. Person does an avera leteyovin, he had a taifa. A kin of a taifa vakovin. Might see some menoyim makes people do foolish things, but lahachas, that's way worse. So faith the Gemara, why did Rabbi Avo suddenly erase a braisa based on Rabbi Yechon's kasha? Why didn't he answer? Velishni lei, he should have told him that my braisa that says that the mummer is my read of Lai Mailin is talking about a mummer lahachis. And your braisa that says you have to return the aved of a mummer is talking about a mummer l'teyavain. So the Gemara says, kasava, the reason is because Rav Abvo is of the opinion, oichel neveleis lahachis minhu. Wow. That a mummer oichel neveleis lahachis, any mummer that doesn't have air lahachis, he's taken not even a mummer, he's a min. He gets upgraded. And he would be included in minim. Meaning, even though minim Rashi Taich means a galach l'avidazara, but in halacha it could actually be more inclusive. That's like the literal Taich, but it can mean other things as well. We always say min is mitamida yesh. No, it can mean other things as well. And someone that's an oichel nevela slahachis, he's actually a min. He's more chomer than a mummer, and as a result, he's included in minim. So it can't be that's what mummer means. Now Rashi just adds one important point, just to appreciate this a little bit better. Minim and mumarim aren't just two titles; they have different halachas. In different places in halacha, Rashi says, you find chilukim between a min and a mummer. So for example, a sefer Torah that's written by a min, yisaref. A sefer Torah that's written by a mummer, there's no halacha of sreifa. Rashi says, there are other examples. Bekam ledvarim matzinu chiluk bein min l'mummer. So there's a huge nafgamina in the fact that a mummer, oichol nevelis lahachis, in halacha would be considered a min. And as a result, you can't single it out. You can't single it out because it would be very misleading. It would look like it's not a min, when in halacha really it is a min. But the bottom line is, the reason Rabbi Avos didn't say that the mummer, this price, is talking about a mummer lahachis, because he holds it's a min and it's already included in what was said when we said min. Itmar. On this note, Pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina. There was a machlekes Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chadama once said, L'teyavin mummer. Then a person that's an oichel neveilis, or he doesn't aver l'teyavin, he's treated like a mummer. Lahachis, if somebody does this aver lahachis, let's say he eats neveilo, min have, he's going to be a min. V'chadama, the other one said, afil lahachis nami mummer, that even a person that doesn't aver lahachis doesn't get upgraded to the status of min, but rather he's treated as a mummer. Ella is a min, so what does a min say? Oivin avidazara. Well, like Rashi says, he's not just an oivin avidazara, right? He's a kermel avidazara. Just to appreciate this a little bit better, a person can be oivin avidazara and it can only be a mummer. He can be a mummer avidazara. A min is someone that's more than just an oivin avidazara. He's a galach, he's a psereshiva, right? He has some shteller of sorts that gives him a more upgraded or downgraded status as it relates to Avodah Zarah. But the point is that according to Chad Amar, if someone does it le Teyavin, he's a mummer. If he does a lahachis, he's going to be an oved avodah zarah. So it's a very interesting thing. Minim and mumarim are me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan, but a min is more chamer in halacha than is a mummer. There's a man da'amar, you had this twice here. Rabbi Avos holds it, and either Rav Acha Ravina, chadam achadam, we don't know who said what. By the way, Rabbi Margolis does know, ayin sham, in Sefer Shem Olam. But the point is, there is this day, there's this opinion here in the Gemara that holds that if somebody is a mummer, oichel nevelis lahachis, in halach, he's actually treated not like a mummer,
Mummer, he's treated like, even though he's not a min, a min is a koimel avodah zarah, or someone that's very attached to avodah zarah. True, but in halacha, min has a special place. Someone that's a mummer to do an avera, even nothing near the stringency of avodah zarah, but at the same time, if he does a lahachis, he's treated like a min. But the Gemara has a kash on this. Meisevei, ochel parosh echad, or yutush echad. So if somebody eats either a parosh or a yutush, these are different insects. Rashi says, nobody eats this l'teyavin. That's what Rashi says. So if somebody goes ahead and eats one of these things, hareza mummer. Now, ochel bin, and nobody does it l'teyavin, the lahachis, who must be it's lahachis. Viktani mummer, and you see before that he's a mummer, so it's a kash rabavo, and it's a kash on the chadam achadam. You see that even though the person's clearly doing this lahachis, if you look like a mummer, says no, Hassan Bay Lamitam time of the Isura. Could be this person is considered Litayam. But he wants to know what this tastes like. He has a joke. He wants to know what it tastes like. So that's considered Litayov and it's not considered Lahakas. Meaning the assumption, the premise that this would be considered Lahakas not Litayov is because it doesn't taste good. Maybe. No niyach. Could be that's the truth. But it could be this episode. Curiosity, he wants to know what this tastes like. That's why he's doing it. Just because he did it, by definition, does not necessarily mean that what the person is doing, he's doing lahachas. One more gemara. So we said that as it relates to the minim, the moisters and the mummers, they're moiridin v'loy mailam. Fake the gemara and avi iskasha hashta chusei machtina nasuke mibaya. Right, if the halach is moiridin, then obviously it's loy mailam. I'm Rav Yosef, Archom, and Rav Sheshes. Rav Yosef, Archom said in the name of Rav Sheshes. I'll tell you where it's negeya the chiddush of loy mailam. Shem hoisa mailo bebar. Let's say there was like a ladder, there was a step. Not a ladder, mamish. But there was, Rashi says, there was a little bit of dirt or a rock that was protruding outside of the karka. It was inside the bar. If the person wants megarra, he wants, he can knock it out. Meaning, when we say loy ma, we don't just mean don't rescue him. What it means is you can actually do something that's going to cause him not to be able to get out. So the loy mailin is similar to the mairidin, and there's therefore a little bit of a chiddush. Number one, you can throw him down, and number two, you can even do a maisa that's going to cause him not to be able to get up. Now, the Gemara adds that. The Gemara says the reason you could do this is the nakat la'ela, because you could always create an alibi. V'amar, you could say, lo'itechus chevasa ilave. Meaning, I'm not doing that. Oh, you thought I was doing it because I want you to stay there and die of dehydration? No, that's not what I was trying to do. I was afraid my animal was going to see the step and he was going to use the step to go down. I'm going to lose my animal. So I don't want to lose my animal. So that's why I did this. But the point is, the fact that I'm doing it is not necessarily because I want to kill you. Because he has the alibi, it's for that reason you're allowed to do it. Now you see from this extra line of Gemara something very important. That even though we're saying that the halacha is meiridin v'loy mailin, but you always have to be sensitive to eifa. So if there's a regular loy meiridin, so okay, or loy mailin, so then obviously there's no eifa, right? You're walking by, the guy was screaming. But if you're going into the grib and you're taking away the guy's way of getting out, that's going to trigger a serious eva, right? Bad things can happen to the Jews, right? It's not a good thing to do. And as a result, this could be very, very bad. So that's what the Gemara had to add, that no, there is a nakat le'eva. The Braisa means it only in a case where there's an Eila, and there is an Eila. In the event that there's that step, you could always say, Loiteches Chevas Ingleve. Rabbi Yois Damit Shavayu, they went with a very similar gang to Rav Sheshes, but they said a different Nafkamina. So, high level, they're saying the same thing, but in a nuanced way, it's just a different case. And that is, Loinitzrach Shemaisa Evan Al Piaber Mechas. Let's say there was a Evan next to the Be'er, and he sees the person there. So if you want, you can very conveniently just cover the top of the bear with this heaven, and now the person's looking up, and he has no way out, and now he has Gerois Hatzudah. So again, when we say Loi Mail, it doesn't just mean Loi Mail. You're actually doing something with a pa'ula to prevent him from being able to get out. And here too, we need to add, what's the alibi? Because this doesn't look smart. What about Eva? Omar, you could say, Lavuri Chavasi Ilovei. No, because I wanted my animals to cross over. They can't cross over the pit. So I covered it. I meant to remove it, and oops, I forgot, and you died. I'm sorry. Ravina said, Shem Hayasulam, he said again, very similar. In the event that there was a ladder, Misalka, yeah, you just kicked the ladder, it falls down, this poor guy. He could always say that I needed the ladder for myself, because again, this person, incredibly, his son again is on the top of a roof, so every time this oodle finds himself on the bottom of a pit, his son is bigger up, and he says, I'm sorry, I need the ladder to go save my son. It's an alibi, I guess, and as a result, this will somehow get us out of the situation, right? There were pogroms that started because of things like this over the years, so I mean, this is something you have to tread very carefully with. But the bottom line is, you can always go ahead and you can take the ladder and move it based on this alibi that you're going to have. Exhale. So just to end with two ha'aras. And that is the first ha'ara. So the Mishnah said that a Bas Yisrael loy tanik b'na shal Eivedes Kechavim. A Bas Yisrael is not allowed to nurse the son of an Eivedes Kechavim. Aval Eivedes Kechavim enika b'na shal Yisrael. But an Eivedes Kechavim is allowed to nurse the son of Yisrael. So a Jewish woman who is a Menekes is not allowed to take a job. Maybe she's getting paid Mishom Eva, it's different. Chalikis Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. But she's not allowed to take a job to be a Menekes for the child of an Eivedes Kechavim. But at the same time, if a Jewish woman has a child and needs a professional menekes, you want to hire a Eivedes Kechavim, this is something that's okay. Now, why could a Jewish woman not be a menekes for the child of an Eivedes Kechavim? Because you're helping raise a child that one day is going to get involved in Avodah Zarah. Why can you hire an Eivedes Kechavim to be Menek Menashe Yisrael? I don't know. Why not? Now, the truth is, in the Brisa we saw, why not? Rameir holds that it's actually Yasser. He says, also because the Chashan Shvichas Damim. And the Gemara clarified that the Chacham Shita is Enochin. I mean, I know the Chashan Shvichas Damim. You have to do it in a way where there's no Chashan Shvichas Damim. As long as there are other people there. Even the Mishnah said it should be Bershusa. But the point is that as long as you do it in a way where there's no Chashan of Shvichas Damim, this in and of itself is going to be okay. The Rishonim, Ke'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, all ask a Kasha from two Toseftas. The first one is just the Tosefta in the end of the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos. The second one is a Tosefta in Masechta's Nida, which is quoted in Talmud Bavli in a Gemara Masechta Sivamas Tavkuf Yodalet. The Tosefta in the end of the 10th parak of Masechta Shabbos says as follows. Ein yoinkin. A child is not allowed to be yoinkin. Can't nurse. Loi men hanachris v'loi mi behemet meya. Not from a non-Jewish woman, nor from a behemoth meh. If, however, there's a sakana, meaning this child needs to eat, and the only way to eat right now is through this meinekes avedes chomim, it's going to be okay. She'ein kol dava oimei bifnei pikuach nefesh chutz me'avoy dezor regila ra'i shvichus dom. Ad kan divriyat Tosefta. The Tosefta says, ein yoinkin min hanochris, or from a behemoth meh. Unless there's a sakana. The other Tosefta, which is a Masechtas Nida, which we said is quoted by the Gemara Yevamis, Daf Kuf Yudal Namar Aleph says as follows: Yoinek Tinek v'Hoylech me'Oyvedes Koychavim umi behemet me. A Tinek is allowed to be Yoinek from an Oyvedes Koychavim or from a behemet meya. Ve'en Choyshishim be'Yoinek Sheketz. You know, I have to be concerned. What do you mean? This is non-kosher stuff. So this shouldn't be okay. V'Loyachilenu Neveil Sutrei V'Shkatzim V'Ramasim. Stating there, you shouldn't be Michael Anoyv. A child, a Jewish child, Nevelis, Trefis, Shkotzim, Viramas. Now, this Tosefta is quoted in Yevamos Kuf Yudalet, which, if you know, is the sugya of Katan Oichel Nevelis, Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrishai, or Ein Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrishai. And the Gemara brings this price, this Tosefta as a raya, that Katan Oichel Nevelis, Ein Bezdim Mitzuvan Lafrishai, Yoinik, Tinek, Vahoylech, Maevedes Kechavim, Ubehemet Meya. And for the Gemara, no Shaykhis, Hasam Isham Sakon. What's going on over there is there was a Sakon. And because there was a Sakon, it's for that reason it was Mutter. It's a frag in the Rishon. I have a Mefurisha Tosefta in Shabbos, Perikud, the last Tosefta. It's Sif Yudalit, that says, Ein Yoinkin, Loimen Anachas, Loimen Behemet Tmeya, unless it's a Davish Al Sakon. I have a Tosefta Masechtas Nida that seems to say, Yoinik Tinik, Vahoylech, Mevedes Kechomim Behemet Tmeya, but the Gemara Yuvama says, Mefurish, Hasam Isham Sakona, that it's only Mutim Isham Sakona, the Tosefta Vishitasa in the end of Masechtas Shabbos. But the point is, what do you see from here? Unless it's Bemakam Sakona, it's Aser for a Jewish child to be Yoinik from an Evedes Kechomim. It's Freik, the Rajba, Freik, the Ritva, what's going on over here? How does it stem with our Mishnah over here, where the Mishnah said, Belishum Balplukta, that the halacha is Avaloyvedes Koychavim Menika Benashal Yisrael? The only thing you have to worry about in our Sugya is the fact that the Avaloyvedes Koychavim is Chashan and Shvichas Damim. But as long as you can prevent the Shvichas Damim, Machlokes remain the Chachamim, whether you can or can't, and how you would. But the bottom line is, as long as you can prevent that, then there's going to be no problems. L'chayre, how does it stem with these? So the Rishonim all say, the Rabbeinu Chanan, one of the earlier Rishonim, because of this Kasha said that you have to say that our Mishnah that says that in Oyvedes Kechavim is Menika B'nai Shal Yisrael, it's talking about where it's a Makam Sakana. Enochinami, if it's not a Makam Sakana, it's going to be awesome. The Shaila is B'Makam Sakana. And it's then, and only then, that it's going to be okay. Now, the Mishnah didn't say anything about Makom Sakana. It feels very dachuk. So Ben Chananel just adds a knech. He says that you don't have to make an akimta that the child is not well. All you have to make an akimta is that there's no menekes Yisraelis right now to be able to do the job. And any child that's hungry and doesn't get food is considered to be in a Makom Sakana. And as a result, hachav my skin, but there was no menekes Yisrael. Okay, that already I hear. You could have thought not, because the menekes is chashan and shvichas dam. Kamash belon that that's not going to be a problem. But says Rabbeinu Chananel, it's muchach from the Tosefta and the 10th parak Masechet Shabbos and from Yevamos Kuf Yudalit that it has to be that the only time this is going to be mutter is dafke b'makom sakana. Stating that the Rashba and the Ritva both chaylik. The Rashba and the Ritva say that I completely disagree. I hold that when the Mishnah says it's mutter, means mutter, because it's too dachuk to say that the Mishnah is talking dafka about makom sakana. I, the Tosefta, I, the Gemara Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudalid, say the Rashba and the Ritva literally ke'ish echot b'lev echot, shneim nischav miludav arecha. And that is, that although it's true in the Mishnah, you see that it's mutter l'chatchila, this may nekes avedes kechavin, but at the same time, mi midas chasidus, the right thing to do is to be machmer. So it's true, mi ikra then it's mutter, it's a mefurish mishnah, you can't negotiate that. It's a mefurish mishnah, and we go based on the mefurish mishnah, and the mishnah says it's mutter. I, the Tosefta says, dafke b'makom sakana, and the Gemara said it also, dafke b'makom sakana, that's because there is an inyan of midas chasidus, and b'makom sakana, there's no inyan of midas chasidus. The Ritva goes so far as to say that from the Tosefta it sounds like there's no difference between being yoinik from a nachris versus being yoinik from a behemoth meyer, right? That's what it sounds like. And a behemoth meyer is also not midas chasidus, that's a real problem. And it's telling the sugyas of Isachilum and katan oichal nevelis bezim etzuvan afrish ein bezim etzuvan afrish beseder, but it sounds like it's a real listener. This is midas chasidus, this is a real listener. So says the Ritva, and you have to be the Ritva to say it, but says the Ritva that Chazal put the nachris together with the behemoth meya as a guzma ba'alma ulegazim ha'iser to make the iser sound more chomer than it really is. And there are times that Chazal did this, kiyodua. But it's legazim ha'iser. That's why Chazal put them together. But you want to know if it's really as chamra. Of course not. One is a real iser. The other one is a bezcham. And the other one is a midas chasidus. And say the Rashba and the Ritva that shtei tshuvas bedavar. Two rayas why this should be the case. Number one is svara. What should be the problem when it comes to nursing from an avedas kechavim? A behemoth meya, the milk is not kosher milk. Ena Yehudis is not kosher? What does that mean? She's not kosher? It has no pshat. Why should the milk not be kosher? If the milk from a Jewish woman is kosher milk, say the Rishonim, how could it be that the milk from a non-Jewish woman would be non-kosher milk? It makes no sense. There's just no makar to it. There's no svar in the world to even say something like that. So to say that mi'ikra adinit should be aser, like a behemoth meya, it has no avon. Teretz, since behemoth meya, that's a real aser. Right, this is going to segue us into the chalav akum sugyas that are coming up soon. But that's a real iser, chalav that comes from a non-kosher animal. That's a real, real problem. As opposed to from an achris, that's just a midas chasidus. And because all it is a midas chasidus, so again, it's not on the same level. But the oid, say the Rishonim, have a mefurish rai that this is the way it is. And the raya is from a medrash. Now really, this medrash is based on a gemara that everybody knows. The gemara is a mesechta soite daf yud beis am beis. The pasuk says, v'toymer achoysoi el bas pari ha'eleich v'karasi loch isha meinekes min ha'ivriyois v'teimek loches hayeled. Right? So we know the story, Moshe Rabbeinu, bas pari, and Paspari sees Miriam and says, if you want, I'll go, I'll bring a meinekes from the Ivriyos. Says the Gemara, Maishlam Ivriyos. Why didn't Miriam say, I'm going to bring Dafka from the Ivriyos? Why did it have to be from the Ivriyos? Malamid, you learn from here, Shech Ziru, La Moshe, Al Kala Mitzriyos Kula. That they took Moshe Rabbeinu and they were Mechazrim on all the Mitzriyos for Lo Yonak, and he didn't want a nurse. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Pesha Asal the Dabre Mashchina Yinak Dover Tame, the Ped that's Asal Dabre Mashchina should nurse a Dover Tame. Vahenu Dechsives Mi Yoyredeya, Lemi Yoyredeya, Ulemi Yavin Shmua, Legmule Mechalav Alatikei Mishadan. Everyone knows this Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want a nurse from all the non-Jewish women, from all the Mitzriyos, based on this idea. Pesha Asal the Dabre Mashchina Yinak Dover Tame. That's a Gemara. The Medrash in Parsha Shmois brings this idea, but it adds to it a little bit different. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, Lama Amra Miriam in Ivriyos. You ready? V'chi aso loy l'moy shalinek michalav anachris. Was there any Isser involved over here? What's the problem? Loi keitaninon, isn't it a Mishnah? Unsere Mishnah. Bas Yisrael loi tonik benashal kutis. Avol kutis tonik ben Yisrael bershusa. Shmak. The Medrash in that sugya, Moshe Rabbeinu quotes our Mishnah and says, "What's going on over here? It's muter elalama amro kain lefi shechzartoi leMoshe al kol haMitzrayis lahanegoisai upasal eskulon velama paslon amra kadosh baruch haPesha asla daber imi yinek daver tane." And it's for that reason says Abba says the Rashi and the Ritva. It's a mafurish Medrash. The Medrash said, based on our Mishnah, that this is something that's mutter 100%. So what's going on over here? Why are we calling the Meinekes or Ivrios? And because of this, the Medrash had to come on to Apesh also Daber Imi Yinuk Daber Tami. But the bottom line, it says the Rashba says the Ritva Yisim Mefurish over here that this is mutter lechatchila. And because this is something that's mutter lechatchila, you have to say that the Atoy Sefta, which would seem to say that only b'makom sakana, and that Gemara Masech Tzivamis says the same thing. That's all mi midas chasidus. But you want to know me ikra din? It's getting mutter. Rabbeinu Chananel Shita is mi ikra din. Also, based on the Tosefta, based on the Gemara, Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal. I, our Mishnah, our Mishnah is B'makom Sakana. Shrine the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva. How could you say that? It's Mefurish not that way. It's Mefurish that the reason that really this is something that Me'ikra Adin would have been Mutter, the whole problem is based on this idea of Peh, She'asul, Ledaber, and Mashchina. That's what's going on over here. And if that's the case, there's no question that this is something that should really be mutter. Al kaponim, that's the machloikis between the Rabbeinu Chananel and between the Rashba and the Ritva. Just to end with one maramakim as it relates to this inyan, and that is that I saw a davar nifla in the Shach al HaTorah. So in the Shach al HaTorah, and this is in Parsha Shmos, so he's talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu we know was a kfad peh and a kfad loshen. So he brings the Medrash that we all heard when we were little children. I'll read the Medrash inside. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was a little boy, growing up in the palace of Paroi, so he once took the crown of Paroi and he threw it to the ground. And Paroi wanted to kill him because Paroi thought that this is a bad omen. It means he wants to steal my malchus. He was very superstitious, clearly. And he said, "I don't like 100% what's going on over here." And the Olam told him, "Nah, he's a little kid. He doesn't know what he's doing." So he said, "Hech neida, how am I going to know?" Amru, they said, "Yaviu ka'ara sheyesh ba'zav v'gachelas. Bring a plate that has gold and has coals on it. If he's going to take the zav, that means he has seichel. And if he's going to take the gachelas, you'll see he has no seichel. Either way, Moshe Rabbeinu had seichel. So of course, he was going to take the zav. But Malach came. The hita yadai. It pushed his hand. The natala gachelas. And he took the coals, he put it into his mouth, and that's how he became a kfad peh and a kfad losh." Says the Shach that if you think about this story, it's a pella. You know why it's a pella? Because Moshe Rabbeinu picked up the coals and it didn't affect his hand. Nothing happened to his hand. You don't find that his hand was an issue. It was Davka when he put it into his mouth, his peh and his loshon all of a sudden were affected. How come nothing happened to his hand? Umashe nichva pivolei nichvas yodik shenat al gacheles. Shamati says the Shach I heard. Lefisha kisharos. By the way, the Shach al HaTorah is not the Shach, right? It's the Talmidei Ari. But Shamati, lefisha kisharos oisoi bas paroi ve'viyo meinekes min ha-mitzriyois. So bas paroi l'chatchilo tried getting Moshe to nurse from all the Mitzrayos. For Yemesimin Hadad Befiv, and they would put the dad by his mouth. For Yeshoimit Hadad. Aber being that the dad of the Mitzrayos touched the mouth of Moshe, Hayuchayovim Latoich Piv. There was a little bit of chalav that went into his mouth. It's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu now needed the Gacheles to go to literally to be Metaher. Right? It's a form of Tahira. And he needed the Tahira of the Esh. That the Oymek of what was going on over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Peh and Loshen on some level became Tomei because of coming in contact. This is the Peh She'asa L'dabre Mashchina, and it's for that reason it needed a Tikkun, and the Tikkun came through the Gacheles. Meaning the Gacheles didn't affect Moshe's hand because Moshe's hand didn't need anything. But the Peh that had a Pesapgam in it, that got somehow affected, says the Shach al HaTorah. And that's why this happened. But Al-Kaponim, this is this Grace of Machloikis, and that is whether it's Asami Ikra Din to be Yoinik from an Oyvedes Kechavim, or whether it's not Asami Ikra Din to be Yoinik from Oyvedes Kechavim. On the one hand, we have Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. On the other hand, we have the Rashba and the Ritva. And really, this is a big Machloikis Rishonim, and it comes from the Mishnah right here, Masechet Tzavei Dezor, Tach Chavav, Amir Aleph. The Bali Musar all say that in Halacha it's brought down,
In halacha, we paskin like the Rashi and the Ritva. We paskin the Meikra Din, there's no problem. But at the same time, the Rama says that a person should try so hard to make sure that their child is not going to be yoinik from an Ivedas Kechavim. And the Goyin says, what's the Makar? It's the Midas Chasidus that the Rashi and the Ritva bring, which the Chayr is predicated on a Chazal that says, Pesha Asal Adabrim Mashchino. And the Bali Moser all say, what Shaykhis? That was Negei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Pesha Asal Adabrim Mashchino. How does that manifest itself? How would that tie itself into a regular person that's not maybe going to be Asal Adabrim Mashchino? So the Bali Moser say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is in Emes Liyakov, Afinar and Parsha Shmois, but others say this word as well, is that you see from here that every mother, every parent is supposed to raise the child to maybe one day be a Pesha Asal Adabrim Mashchino. And if you're going to do that like this, this is the Musa that we take away from here. That even though it's true, it's a Midas Chasidus, but based on this Inyan, every single child could be a Pesha Asal Adabrim Mashchino. This is the way you're supposed to raise. And we're going to stop here.